Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 19th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. 15 days after the WWDC keynote and beta 1 versions of all the new software updates, Apple released the second developer beta versions of iOS 12, watchOS 5, tvOS 12, and macOS Mojave. iOS 12 Beta 2 for iPhone and iPad includes lots of small refinements, including new splash screens for voice memos and screen time, a walkthrough for parents to set up downtime for managing kids' usage, a now playing indicator for newly supported chapter markers in the podcast app, and the iPhone 6 version of iPhone-only apps running on iPad, instead of the older 3.5-inch versions, something you can notice with Instagram, for example. On macOS Mojave Beta 2, Apple has made the new Mac App Store resizable, and Maps now supports dark mode for the actual map, not just the window Chrome. tvOS 12 Beta 2 still doesn't feature the cool new space screensavers or location descriptions that were previewed, but Dolby Atmos support is now a setting under spatial audio in the video and audio surround sound settings. And on watchOS 5 Beta 2, the walkie-talkie app is now functional after a coming-soon placeholder app was shown in Beta 1. Siri also gains its own volume control independent of system alert volume, and now playing audio gets its own watch face indicator. Check out 9to5Mac for more details. And also in the news today, Tim Cook has spoken out against the Trump administration's immigration policy and how it is handling kids being separated from their families at the border. Cook called the situation inhumane and said Apple is going to work with the government to be a constructive voice on the issue. And there's a new Twitter app for Apple Watch called Chirp. The app lets you see your timeline, like and retweet tweets, post tweets, and see trends, which is more than what Twitter offered in their now discontinued Watch app. Chirp is free to try and $1.99 to unlock for full features. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.